Hello, everybody. Cal Griffin. I'm here with a student, Julie. And let me give a disclaimer that here in this podcast, we do not acknowledge any religious, spiritual, personal identifications or any political hot topics or anything of the sort. And if that's brought up during while you're a guest, you'll be reminded to change topic. And if you're reminded again, then you will be shut out of the room. And with that being said, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. Hope you're having a good day. So I was thinking, like, what am I going to talk about today? What am I going to bring up? What am I going to rant about today? Well, I don't think something that is talked about enough is suffering. And what is suffering? Okay. You know, it's said in the Buddhist way that we ask for our own suffering, right? Well, but what is suffering? What is it that one gains from suffering other than the discomfort, right? Is it something that is bestowed upon us? Or is it something that one must do and go through as a rite of passage? Or is it something due to circumstances? Either way, we're also talking about discomfort, but in a much more harsh way. Because with suffering, it's consistent, it's constant.
I think with that, it's important to distinguish the difference between pain and suffering.
Right. Well, suffering is also pain. Emotionally.
It includes pain, but it's also kind of holding on to it.
Right. But also it's mental. It's emotional. It's ongoing. And there's anguish with it. So, what is its purpose? What is the need for it? Aside from injuries, okay, and medically, that being aside, I'm talking in the spiritual, I'm talking in one's choices of suffering. What choices have they made in order for themselves to be in the position to suffer? Is it something that one is ready to suffer and has come to the point of that it's time for me to suffer because I am prepared? Or is it to let a person know how much they have grown and how far deep within themselves they can dig in order to endure it? So, what is the purpose of suffering? What's its reason? What does it serve? And what does it teach us? I had to put some thought into this, and I had to refer back to my own experiences. Because each person suffers in a different way, through different circumstances. However, suffering by definition is still suffering. And that still doesn't define exactly what it is. What does it actually serve? What's its purpose? And is it actually a privilege? I think it's all of those. Suffering can let a person know who they really are, the adversity that comes with it. The time one spends in that. What is it they're actually learning? Or what do they learn from it? What I'm trying to say is that there's a teaching moment and a learning moment from it.
I think there's often a teaching moment when you're working through the suffering. I mean, for example, I think I would have to go into a little bit of what I'm understanding from the Buddhist philosophy a little bit, because that's a perspective. So Buddhism has a word for it. It's dukkha, which is in Pali. It means... all beings suffer in life. There's suffering, which is discomfort, aversion, dissatisfaction, grief, and death. It talks about it being caused by what it calls the three roots of evil, or the three poisons, which it calls attachment, delusion, and hatred, and which things that follow fall under that is... attachment, you're needing to let go and have contentment with things. Delusion, you could be dealing with ignorance or lack of understanding. Hatred, mm-hmm. a dislike, intolerance, desire, attachment, greed, false beliefs, or ignorance.
So if I'm understanding that, is that some of it's a choice? If we're attachment, right? Grieving.
So suffering is more of how we're perceiving the pain. So right. it's going to be our opinion of it or our reaction to it.
Okay.
So for example, with some of the stuff with what you've gone over with me, actually. I had issues going into Walmart. I had an aversion to that kind of environment. It was causing some sort of suffering while I was there. I was getting panic attacks. Working through that, learning to sit with that discomfort allowed me to accept it more and be able to tolerate going into a Walmart without having a whole bunch of panic attacks.
So one builds a tolerance to suffering, if I'm understanding you.
One can learn to see past the suffering. So view it as merely, I'm experiencing this sensation, call it pain, call it whatever. And me suffering previously was, I can't handle this. I don't like it. I want to avoid that.
So the tolerance, the acceptance of it.
Yeah.
That's where one, as I was mentioning, where one learns to dig deep. One learns to find strength. I think that's what is missed at times. What is this going to teach me? How does this bring out my character? How does it refine my character, right?
I think in a lot of ways, I've seen a lot of those similar discussions and teachings on different things on the Jedi path, actually.
Yeah, and yeah, people talk about it, and those are probably areas that I haven't studied. Those orders or their material, I haven't looked at.
I mean, if you're just looking at the code, you got the ignorance yet knowledge being presented here. You have different things with seeing past delusions, which is a lot of that is discussed with Jedi stuff. A lot, like, there's some stuff on attachment, somewhat that's discussed, just like different things with that.
Yeah, so it's, and I think if we take away, let's take away the code, for example. Let's take away that for the moment, okay? Let's move that to the side. However, what does it teach us in life? What is it also prepare us for? What is it it's preparing us for a event? Because yes, there are possibilities, okay, and opportunities, but also somewhere along the way, there's going to be a definite moment in time where one does. And what that's going to be is hard to say exactly who or what and when that's going to happen. So I'm going to go on a bit of a morbid, touchy subject here for a moment, okay? That people talk about death and it being peaceful, okay? And that is one of those things that unless someone has actually physically been there in the presence of someone in process, there's nothing peaceful about it. Because the body is undergoing a contradiction. It's trying to survive, but yet it's also trying to let go. It is, but yet also the person who's undergoing it doesn't quite understand. There is a look in their eyes of, I don't get it. I don't understand what's happening. Okay. I would think in that time, there could be a time of suffering with it. But you know, by the time that's done, that person is no longer going to, once they have finished their time with that body, with that vessel. And that those that have actually experienced what one would believe to be death, I can see also the paradox with it is that when one is in that state of there is no sound, there's no light, there just is. There's nothing else besides just the moment. It's pure. And so I can see in a way where the peaceful can be said. But is what is it that one suffers through to be there that brought them to that place? Okay. But in living, I believe that suffering also is reminding us of appreciation, the blessings, things to be grateful for, the time that were blessings and of joy and of peace. But also the reminder of having gratitude.
It sounds like you're speaking of hope.
It's a reminder. Because in the throes of suffering, some things as such are not one that is present in somebody's mind. You're worried mainly about when is this going to end. And what, and there is a victim mentality in a way that comes from it. There's a victimatic thinking from it, right? And the questions will come, what did I do to deserve this? What did I do that was so wrong? What did I ask for this to happen? What steps did I take for it? Okay. And I think also a purpose of suffering is for reflection. This goes back to the we cannot have darkness without light aspect, or good without evil aspect. Right?
So I think if there wasn't some sort of struggle that we could like go through, we may not learn the lessons that we need for growth.
Well, struggling is a challenge to either let go of or to stay with something. The decision. People say, well, I'm struggling with something. What are you struggling with?
And if someone is undergoing suffering in relation to that, it is a motivation to get to somewhere different.
Yes. That, I believe, is one purpose of suffering. I've used this analogy before. The caterpillar transitioning into the butterfly. The cocoon that the caterpillar of silk, the caterpillar wraps itself in, and then the slow transformation to a butterfly. Or the salmon when it swims upstream.
I saw some things about butterflies turning from caterpillars into butterflies. Did you know that they turn into goop in the cocoon?
And what?
In the cocoon.
They turn into
goop.
A goo?
Yeah.
You ever seen X-Men? Where the X-Men, the first one where Magneto does this magnetic thing that makes people mutate, and the governor, he was in the process and his cells were breaking down, and then all of a sudden he turns into this gelatinous being and then just
well, the butterflies processes like caterpillar, goop, butterfly.
What madness is that? I mean, come on, you're turning into this thing that eats a bunch of leaves and everything, right? You're crawling along, minding your own business. It's like, oh, I got to turn into something else now. I'm going to wrap myself in this silk, and then I'm going to become a goo. What the hell? That's a sick joke. You know, that's a strange sense of humor.
I think we should ask whatever wrote the laws of nature or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know what was
I had no idea that. I had no idea that it was like you turn into a goo. I thought it was more like when a spider goes into a molt and it starts to grow another leg back, right? I thought it was like a transformation physically being solidified of a living being. I didn't know it turned into this thing of goo. Oh, that's messed up. So, but, you know, but then again, okay, let's look at a tarantula, for example. Okay. They go into what's known as a molting. Or an emergency molt. If they've lost.
Do they turn into a different kind of spider?
No. Actually, it's pretty interesting. Is a spider has the ability to grow a leg back.
Okay.
All right. And so they
like
go
into axolotls?
Do what?
So like axolotls?
English?
They're that is English. There are like little aquatic lizards that can regrow limbs. And they look kind of funny. But they're kind of cute at the same time.
Okay. Well, a spider has to go through several of these in order to get the leg to come back completely in length. Okay. Is that it sheds its old exoskeleton several times. Okay. And each time it sheds, the leg gets longer. Okay. It broke off at a joint. And then from there, it continues to do this like over a period of time. And that finally it's grown its legs back, or the damaged or hurt legs or the missing limb. So, but that's a instinctive natural process that the spider instinctually understands. Okay.
Did you just squirrel?
No. This is actually, and you were talking, and I was talking about, we were talking, this stemmed from the butterfly from the caterpillar state, right? That you, I think you had said something there, that it is a transformation. So it's a growth. One has a better understanding of who they are.
That a caterpillar has to break down into goo to emerge as a butterfly?
Well, yes, it's an alchemy. It's the alchemy of self. The breaking down.
Discomfort is often required.
Yes. What happens when somebody's going through puberty? There's suffering in a way, right? Discomfort. The body is growing. The joints are reforming, adapting. The body is enlarging. And it happens slowly. But that's a natural process to become an adult. Okay. That's not a choice.
But sometimes the need for growth isn't often a choice. It is something that we're accepting that we need to do.
But we've made a choice to get there. We have a choice to stay with it.
There are times in which that is necessary to gain something like a peace.
That's where it's a teaching moment. Because we have obviously taken steps, knowingly or unknowingly, to be in that position, that opportunity. I believe there's two perspectives here that one develops themselves to that point to suffer.
And then there's the initial that the person who's trying to go through that to get to some sort of peace is going through.
And it may not have been by a direct choice, circumstances.
But that person had seen something better and known, I need to take these steps to get to it.
Yes. So,
and therefore, it's going to be hard. There's going to be discomfort. And maybe they'll see it as just pain rather than the suffering that they had gone through previously.
Yeah. And that, say, the loss of a loved one, a mourning, which is a suffering, and which is also a death of something. Something precious. However, the process of moving through that, there is something to be learned. And I know this, some of you may be going, I don't see what you're getting at here. Either way, acceptance and the other word I can never remember, there's perception and
perspective.
Perspective, okay. So one sees it as an understanding, the other sees it from their own point of view. And there is a time to be selfish from that perception. I'm not talking about totally. No, I'm not talking about having in placing conditions. Though one does become conditioned to the situation and the environment. And I'm talking environmentally within themselves. And the process mentally and emotionally, the development from it. And one can deny, oh, I didn't deserve this. You deserve what you ask for by choosing to either grow from it or resist it. Then you have still made a choice to stay with the suffering and to live with the suffering, which then one would have to decide on what type of relationship in that suffering you have. And either way, one, I wish on somebody and the other I do not. I hope that one would at some point learn to suffer.
I think in part of this, the thought of helping someone and then also giving them the opportunity to have a little struggle in what they're doing to actually learn something.
Well, yeah, everyone in their life has to suffer. We have to struggle. We have to face challenges in order to evolve, to find that person we truly are meant to be. Yeah, I got where I am today by circumstances. And some of them were of my own choosing. Some of them I didn't have a choice in. But I'm better for it. Yeah, in this recent divorce and separation, there was a period of time of suffering. There was also a period of time of mourning. There was also, after the being relieved of that clarity. And there were things that I learned that I had been failing to realize or have knowledge of. I was ignorant of them. Things to look out for to prevent suffering. So there is a reason, a purpose of it. Now, no one asked for anybody for us to lose a loved one. Okay. That's not something we really in the beginning or start generally ask for to happen. But in the other side of that, there are some cases where one has asked for it. Say, in a marriage, for example, one has an infidelity. Now, infidelity has different definitions. I'm going to stay to a generic of which we know. That one steps outside of the loyalty of the marriage. And then your spouse that may discover this transgression then confronts you on it and serves you with papers. And yet, then you realize at that moment, I effed up. But then it's too late. You've asked for that. But then the loss of somebody abandoning, that's not a choice you make. That's their choice. That's their decision. And so those are circumstances. On the other, one might have been in a car wreck and a loved one be lost. No one asked for that. Or as I've seen, the results of somebody intentionally pulling in front of a train. I've seen the results from it. That person suffered from their own choices. I would not wish either circumstances upon a person. I know I'm touching on a bit of a morbid morbid example there. However, hopefully one would have the resolve to learn. They were in the mental capacity to afterwards. If but something they chose. And I know this cast today is a bit very reality based and actual experiences. And I think with that, there's also a positive note to it as well. Because it all stems down and comes from growth. If one has prepared themselves for a suffering, what does a fighter do in martial arts? There's a container of sand. That person will punch into and grind their fist into it to harden the knuckles. That person suffers while they do that, which conditions. So when that person under the circumstances of a fight, there won't be as much discomfort in the hand and it will be a much more solid impact from the hand. That's asked for. That's a choice. That's a decision to go forward with for a reason, a purpose. But what is that person learning in the process? One is mentally conditioning themselves. One has a chain of perception and perspective. Yay! I used it, said it. So, suffering has its purpose. Suffering has a reason. It has value. And some people might be going, Tal, this is pretty messed up, dude. Not if you've already gone through it and you understand. Hopefully, I understand.
It's one of the three universal truths of Buddhism that everyone in their life at some point suffers.
Wow, you say that after I start on this topic. Wow. irony here. I got one for you. And I'm kind of going off on a little twirl here. That a note for those that would know the O.J. Simpson. Did you know that O.J. Simpson was actually chosen or considered for the role of the Terminator in the first movie? But yet Arnold Schwarzenegger got it instead. Take a look back in history about all of that, and you'll see the irony. So I saw that on a documentary about the Terminator the other day. So
I've never seen it.
Okay. So you know, but there's more to it than just that. But anyway, there's an irony.
You're talking about.
There's an irony, you know, to it, right? So, but yet, back to the main topic here of suffering. That, on that, suffering also can be beautiful. How? How much more strength one has afterwards? What's one, what one is reminded of? Those gifts. And that, and I think today may actually end up being a short cast, which is fine. And with what I've gone over today, I want and would like for people to think about it. What does suffering offer you? And when you suffered, what did you gain? And what did it take for you to get there to the point of realization? What were your perceptions and what were your perspectives? And then your understanding of each. Anyway, I wish everybody a good day, a good life. Everybody have a good life for today. Cal Griffin out. Thank you very much. May the force be with you.